Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Ann Ortley calling in to read my weekly weather for the week of April 20th of 2009. So forward we go. As you know, the weather appears on my website, and this is the audio version of the column, of my column. So into spring we leap. Our week ahead has a large amount of planetary activity, which means we'll be rocking and rolling in various sections of our lives as the planets dance above us. The sky is beginning his 30-day journey through Taurus. Venus and Mars meet up. Mars enters Aries. Venus enters Aries. Sun trines Pluto. Mercury is super busy. Mars will fight with Pluto. And we have a bright, shiny new moon in Taurus, with the Sabian image being a bridge being built across a high, narrow gorge. It's one of those weeks where silence, to the best of your ability, is the best policy. Silence combined with a crystal clear focus on what you want. Direct that Taurus-ruled bull of Mercury, strong and silent, to head towards his dreams. Hook up his harness to the plowshare and get cracking, plowing the earth and planting your own seeds. There will be lots and lots and lots of things looking to distract you. Pay attention to the distraction. You're going to have to deal with it eventually. Notice it. Give it minutes or so. Then turn your head back to your task of plowing your own field. You only have so much time to get the planting done so your seeds can sprout roots and grow. Do not waste your precious time on silly stuff you don't much care about. That is their story and their drama. Focus on your stuff. Keep silent, listen, nod, and then back to work on your stuff and your dreams. Time to plow the fields you want to plant. Mars and Venus meet up at the very last degrees of Pisces before both of them move into the new cycle of Aries. Venus retrogrades often bring us losses or shifts about how we look at things ruled by her graceship. How did you adjust how you look at love, money, or your desire natures over the past 40 days? Take that new knowledge and have a sit down with yourself and Mars. Venus knows things she didn't know before. With this new knowledge, she has a changed set of plans. Mars is her go-get-it guy. She's going to be talking to him about what she wants and needs over the next 8 years. This week. Now, let's say you got dumped during Venus retrograde. What did you learn about the kind of partner you want for the next chapter of your life? Or let's say you got connected, married, hitched, or met up with someone or something you simply couldn't resist. What did you learn about your desires or love or passionate nature in any of these situations? What does that knowledge mean for the next chapter of your life? Remember, Venus is putting down roots for the next 8 years, starting now. So focus on your vision and your future. With Venus moving forward, relationships that ended can be reunited over the next few weeks. Not always, or in all cases, but often. However, before you go seeking or are sought out for reunification, think about what you actually want versus what you had. Were you a bit relieved to be dumped by in that quiet part of your heart, or to dump in that quiet part of your heart the other person? Just notice it. That tells you something important about you and what you want for the next 8 years. No judgments, just observe. If a permanent ending took place, have a closing ritual for yourself to mark the end of that chapter and move forward into the next cycle. Mark the ending this week as Mars joins with Venus at the last degrees of the zodiac. No holding yourself back and spending unnecessary life or hours of sadness, mourning something that needed or was ready to die off. That chapter is done and gone. You can certainly mourn it in your spare time, but in the meantime, the balance of your life awaits you and your energy. Choose something you love and immerse yourself in it to get the energy shifted around you. But do remember silence. I don't know if you've ever been in a boat at night on the sea or a large body of water. There's a silent peacefulness to it as the waves lap against the side of the boat and all around you is silent. No sun or activities to distract you. The rest of the world's sleeping. You're awake, lying on your back, looking at the heavens from your place afloat in the sea. Gaze up at the bowl of stars above you. Snuggled warm in your sleeping bag, connect with the higher purpose of your life, the bigger purpose of your life. Put things in context. All the events in your life are to move you, one way or the other, to the next chapter of your life. The sun appears to rise and set every day, setting up our understanding of how the cycle of life works. We begin, we culminate, we set, we end, we begin again. So too your revolutions, sunrises and sunsets, are to mark the days in your life and the passage of time. Take moments in silence this week to mark the energy consciously. A new day is about to dawn in your life. Monday, Sun and Saturn speak, setting the stage for the next few months. This is what you're going to be working on as Saturn stations in mid-May. Tie it back to the early fall 2008. Same story, different dress. Notice it and decide in silence what you want to do. You have choices here. Focus on what you want to create over the next 8 years, as well as how you want to handle the situation before you. And determine exactly how involved you want to be. Do you want to keep jumping in and rescuing, or do you want to create your next life? Tuesday should be a national day of silence. Venus joins with Mars at 2932, Pisces, marking the end of an 8-year cycle and heralding the beginning of their next chapter and Venus's new 8-year cycle. Sitting at the last degree of the zodiac is the cosmic equivalent of standing on the edge of a precipice and looking over the edge at the gorge below. You see everything that there is to see, while at the same time you are distinctly aware that you are making fateful decisions about your life and your path. Have a chat with your heart as Mercury communes with Vesta. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? How can you get more of? How can you get less of the stuff that you don't want? Just notice it and move ever so slightly over to the side of what you want more of. That's where you're going to take your leap of faith and courage in the next few days. Silence. Pay attention. Listen to your heart. Wednesday, Mars enters Aries. The moment is now. Move toward, in silence, what you want. It begins. Vesta pulls the connections you thought of yesterday to her heart. Mercury squares Jupiter, so you might find yourself yelling, Geronimo, or four, or watch out below, or here I go, or some similar announcement of your intention to begin. Make sure to launch things into the heavens and on Earth today. Contact, connect, send the emails, resumes, photographs, whatever, out into the world. We're in the middle of a powerful section of energy, so launch your own power and your stuff out into the world. Take advantage of the considerable energy available to you. Thursday is one of our year's power days as the sun trines Pluto. Yesterday was too. If you are powerless, it can be a day when the powers that be exert their forces over you and remind you of that. If you are a power, it's a day you will feel your inherent energy rising up. Mars is going to adjust something that's nurturing today, so you might feel a very cranky energy too. It's a great day to push through things. They may break on some level, but that's because they're supposed to break. Patterns become very clear to you. Silence. Notice the patterns. Friday, Venus enters Aries. She's about to go back over her shadow journey for part three in the grand finale. Again, process in silence. Notice what appears in your life today. Do you want it back? Why? Notice what shows up over the next few weeks as Venus retraces her steps through mid-May. It is very, very important. Mercury whispers in Venus's ear, suggesting. Then Mercury pulls Uranus into the mix. It's a fabulous day for a makeover, do-over, redo, or some similar connection or correction or completion. But it is using the new information you have, not the old stuff you've been working with over the past few months. Sun's aspect with the nodes offers you the opportunity to correct, connect, or redo, as well as, and perhaps most important, an opportunity to evolve or de-evolve. When the sun squares the nodes, we can evolve up with the north node, or we can de-evolve and go down with the south node. Down is the repetition of our bad old behaviors, familiar and comforting, but not, as we know, in our best interest. Or we can shift directions and choose a new, bright and shiny path and move toward the north node. Evolve up today. It is your choice. That's why silence is important. You'll be spotting all sorts of people evolving down today. Going to be a rough day on planet Earth. Saturn's day, the sun has an aspect of brilliance with the heavenly expansion, good news, and ruler of truth guide Jupiter. Notice your truths today. Mercury's double square to Chiron and Neptune suggests that fine plan you made was not so fine at all. This is a parting energy system for today, and not always a pleasant parting energy at that. Wounds, sadness, and a realization that your time on Earth is fleeting and leaves much more rapidly than you thought it would. Time passes so quickly. Why are you spending it worrying about things you can't do anything about? Direct all that energy towards things you can do something about. You can find you're inexpressibly sad today. Again, silence. Sit in it. Understand the point and purpose of the sadness or loss, and know that you can make a difference in your own world if you choose to. Sunday, Mars squares Pluto, which is a war aspect, as well as a fighting energy. It's a profound energy to launch things with. Moving things out into the world, particularly to release them, is quite effective today. Again, silence is suggested. Venus is arguing with the home front and pushing on how to get it exactly done, all while not feeling the love. Not a lot of love right now, or money, or abundance, but that's okay. You can create it again going forward, but you do have to let things go that need to go. It's time. If you let it go, you'll have so much room for the new that's simply stomping at the bit to come into your life. Let it go, let it go, let it go. The mundane, which is a kind of astrology that talks about the impact of the planets on the Earth, it shows up in our weather that I just read, and it also shows up in the weekly events. So last Wednesday, as Mars joined Uranus, we got a new cardinal installed in New York City. The Sabian image was a purging of the priesthood. And true to the energy and image, Cardinal Egan resigned and is going to work as a simple parish priest downtown. Usually New York City cardinals die in office. So I am wondering at the backstory on that change. Cardinal Dolan announced from the pulpit during his installation that he was going to be working against gay marriage and abortion while cardinal. As far as Cardinal Dolan was concerned, some values are timeless and worth fighting for. The next day, the governor of New York, Patterson, the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, and the city council president, Quinn, announced they were initiating a bill for gay marriage into the legislature. So that's one of the ways that New York City is going to spend our Mars-Uranus cycle. Mars's fights and Uranus's separations, abortions, and gay people, unusual. Gay rights officially started at Stonewall in 1969. We are currently in late 1965 as far as Uranus and Saturn go for round next. Gay people across the nation should be able to get married in about 4 years or so. During the Stonewall riots, they were seeking the right to buy a same-sex person a drink in a bar without getting hassled or arrested. Now gay people want to get married. In 1965, we were having the civil rights movement to eliminate separate but not at all equal drinking fountains and barriers to equal treatment. Now we have a black man elected and a black family living in the White House that slave labor built. Evolution. Plus, we inaugurated two, count them two, baseball fields, one for the Mets and one for the Yankees. Should be a very volatile stock market now that Venus has gone direct. Goldman announced they were not planning on participating or buying up the bad assets in the legacy programs. Why should they? They just received billions or maybe trillions of dollars via AIG's bailout money. They're set for the time being. Nothing like participating with the rest of us and helping clean up the mess. Nope, they're going to take their chunk of bailout money and sit on it. The next few weeks as Venus goes direct and Saturn stations will be very volatile and downward motion in the market. Reader questions. Nelia wrote, tell me about the investment club. Back in 2000, I started with some friends an investment club. NAIC, the National Association of Investment Clubs, has guidelines for how to do it. Contracts, paperwork required, and information. Stocks, mutual funds, and every financial instrument have a natal chart. You can find the natal charts at your public library, often simply using Google or via Bloomberg system. It's available in most brokerage houses. Bill Meridian publishes a list of 3,000 stock dates in his book, Planetary Trading. We trade our stocks using Meridian's techniques outlined in that book and very basic astrology. It works great. Companies have very primal and pure responses to planetary energies, progressions, and transits. While my group is closed to new members, I encourage anyone interested to start up their own group or to use astrology to help you trade stocks more effectively for yourself. You don't have to be particularly advanced to get terrific results. Jeanette wrote, what does it mean when your natal Venus is retrograde? My natal Venus is retrograde. It means that this time is even more important for you than the less for the rest of us. Look to the love, money, and perhaps loss-gain issues taking place in your house. Wherever planets in the heavens mimic or repeat our natal chart, we have what's called a natal excitation. Our chart hums in harmony with the heavens, and things change very dramatically in our lives. Ashari wrote, I'm about to start a spiritually based and educational nonprofit organization. I feel that May is the right time to incorporate it, but I worry about the retrograde planets. I know that Saturn transits on May 17th, but Pluto will be retrograde, and depending on how long it takes Mercury and Neptune, may be retrograde as well. How will these retrogrades affect an organization? Neptune will bring more illusion than enlightenment. Mercury, will the message I'm bringing be difficult to share? Either way, Pluto is definitely going to be retrograde. And what you're asking for is electional astrology, kind of a complicated astrology that requires your chart, any partners, as well as information and questions regarding the organization's function, purpose, and vision. It's time-consuming and expensive and tends to make people completely crazy with anxiety. Generally, what I suggest to people is to pick days that appeal to them and look at what the days contain as features. Check for positive closing aspect, last aspect the moon makes before going void, and phase of the moon, new to full for growing things, full to new for releasing things. Retrogrades in and of themselves are not bad things. Often people who have retrograde planets start things when those planets are retrograde. For example, my Venus is retrograde by progression, so I was not concerned about starting the various radio shows while Venus was retrograde in the sky over the past few weeks, or changing the column's format and delivery days. Don't be afraid, just go for it. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and remember, silence is your best policy this week. Bye.